If you would, here tonight, turn in your Bibles to Job chapter 35, and verse number 9. The Bible reads, "By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty, but none saith, where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven." Amen. I'd like to read verse 10 and 11 again. "But none saith, where is God thy maker, who giveth songs in the night, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth, and maketh us wiser than the fowls of the heaven." Praise God. You see here there is a list of questions, but it says, "But none saith." Now, how many know that God is the answer to every question we have? Amen. So here tonight I'd like to preach on unquestioned answers, because it doesn't matter whether you ask the question or not, God is always going to be the answer. Amen. And these are unquestioned statements, but God is the answer to them. Praise God. First of all, here it says, "By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the Almighty," not of the Almighty. How many know that the book of Job is a book of the oppressed? It talks about Job and all of his affliction, and this is part of Elihu's discourse here. And, all them different people that came and talked to him. Well, Elihu was the youngest man, and he came and he was telling Job his opinion of why he was in trouble, and giving them people his opinion of why Job was in trouble here. But he says, he maketh the oppressed to cry. And throughout our life, we can be oppressed, can't we? Just because you're a Christian or just because you're following after Christ doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen to your life. Praise God. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a Christian or whether you're lost. There's going to be things come against you. Amen. As long as we're on this earth, we're going to have the oppression of the world. Amen. And sometimes the devil, he'll come against us, won't he? And he'll try to knock us down and try to get us to fall and try to get us to do things like he would want us to do. And that is one of our oppressors. The Bible calls him the accuser of the brethren. Amen. And he came against Job there and he accused Job to God. And he said that Job would curse God to his face if he was to take away that hedge of protection. But also you can have society come against you, and you can have the people that are around you come, and they'll tell lies on you behind your back, and they'll say things, and they'll start spreading stuff on you, and maybe even come to you and try to get you to do things that you know are wrong. Amen. And they'll try to get you to do things like that, and they're coming against us and becoming an oppression against us, aren't they? And sometimes your own self, you can get discouraged in yourself. And all of these oppressions coming up, maybe you get a guilt built up inside of you, and you think of all the things that you used to do out in sin and all the things that used to go on and say, "God would never pay attention to me because of what I used to do. I'm too guilty for God to really care about me." Amen. And then sometimes all these situations can come against us. You can have a flat tire and the devil speak to you and say, "Hey, if you really served God, if you was really serving the Lord with all your whole heart, that wouldn't happen to you." Or you can get some news from the doctor and he'll say, "Hey, if you was really serving the Lord with all your whole heart, if God really cared about you, that wouldn't have happened." Amen. How many's ever had the devil tell you that? Praise God. But we know that there's oppressions that are coming against us. But it says here, "But none saith, where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night?" Amen. This world, we are going through a shaking time, aren't we? The economy's going down. Everything, morality's going down. We could go down the list. Everything's going down, it seems like. But none is calling on God, their Maker. Praise God. Amen. This world, they are going through troubles, and we are going through troubles too, but there's two different points to this. There's this world in there. You can see this first question here. Where is God? That is, where is your benefactor? You know, we have, our God is a benefactor that looked down upon us and created this world and has made everything in tune and made everything intact. And He is our benefactor here, and He pours out His bountiful blessings upon us. But this world does not call upon Him whenever they are going in trouble, whenever they're going through the trials. Amen. Whenever the world goes through something, they don't turn to God. They turn to government. Don't they? Praise God. Whenever they're going down in the economic times, they turn to get some welfare, to get something else. Get a handout from the government, don't they? And they try to do things like that instead of calling out like Elijah did. He had his ruler there, his man, he was pouring the water upon his hands, or Elisha there. He didn't call out and say, he didn't go to anybody else and try to get some help, but he said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" Amen. And that's what we've got to do here tonight. We've got to say, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" We can't be like this world is and turn to the things of this world and turn to the things that the government has set up and try to rely on them, but we have to call upon God, don't we? Praise God. The Bible tells us in what is called the Lord's Prayer that we are to say, "Give us this day our daily bread." And this world no longer calls upon God for things like that. Amen. But also it goes on, "Where is the Lord God, thy Maker?" Where is God, thy Maker? Amen. The Bible tells us, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth." And too many times the world does not look to God as their Creator and as their Maker. And they don't truly place Him as the Lord of their life, do they? They've got a somebody else and they try to talk about their self and say, "I'm a self-made man. I'm totally reliant upon myself." Amen. And also here it says, "But none saith, who giveth songs in the night?" Amen. Whenever this world is going through oppressive times, they're not turning to God who can comfort you. Amen. And can comfort you through whatever trials you're going through, but they're turning to other things. And also here it says, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the earth and maketh us wiser than the fowls of heaven. They say that we are self-taught people. Amen. We've got too many people that are relying on the arm of flesh instead of the arm of God. Praise God. We've got too many people that's relying on the things of this world instead of the things of God. We've got too many people calling out to the other people and calling out to the people that are above them and to this government and to money and to other things, the gods of this world, instead of really turning to God. Amen. But here today, even though these questions have not been asked by this world, because it says here, "But none saith, where is God thy Maker, who giveth songs in the night, who teacheth us more than the beast of the earth and maketh us wiser than the fowls of the heaven." Even though this world has not asked those questions, we can ask those questions here tonight, can't we? And whenever we ask those questions, God has already supplied an answer for each of those questions. God is the answer to every question. Amen. Asking a question necessitates an answer. It doesn't matter what question it is, even if you don't answer it out loud, you still answer it in your head, don't you? If I was to ask you any question here today, have you balanced your checkbook in the last week? Every one of you is going to answer that question in your mind, whether you say it out loud. Amen. It doesn't matter what the question is. And God, even though you do not ask the question, God answers the question no matter what. Amen. But we see here, if we was to call out, "Where is God? Where is our benefactor?" The Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 139, He said, "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down. and art acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there, and if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. You know, it doesn't matter where we go or where we turn to, as long as we can call upon God, He will be there. Amen. It doesn't matter how strong the devil is coming against us and how hard the attacks of this world is. We can always call upon God and expect Him to have an answer, because He is there no matter where we are at. You can't get away from Him. Praise God. He is always going to be there for us. The Bible tells us His eye. Hey, tells us there that He provideth the meat for the sparrows of the field. Hey, what does that old song say? His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He's watching me. Yeah. Praise God. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're in or where you are. God can always keep His eye on you. He keeps the lilies of the field, and He can keep you as well. He said that He has counted the very hairs of your head. Amen. And He knows exactly what's going on in your life and exactly how to answer that need, doesn't He? It doesn't matter how strong the oppression is. He knows exactly what to do. Where is God, my Maker? Where is my Creator? The Bible says, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Praise God. He created this world. And He created us. And I believe that if He created it, He can run us as well. And He knows exactly how to handle every problem we could ever get into. He created this world over 6,000 years ago now, and I believe it's still running fine, isn't it? Yeah. We're all here, aren't we? And I believe if He can control this world and keep it running until now, I believe He can reach down and take care of anything going on in your life and take care of anything that this world may throw against you and the devil may throw against you. What we've got to do here tonight is realize that we have a God that is all-powerful and is all-knowing and can take care of any situation, no matter how powerful, no matter how strong it may seem. We have a God that can take care of it here tonight. Praise God. Where is the Lord who gives us songs in the night? He is our comforter, isn't He? And Job here, even though he went through all of these things, he said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. And in my flesh I know that I shall see God. That's what he said. He had some consolation in there. That even though he was going through all of them trials and all of them things, he knew that he was going to see God one day. Praise God. And we have a Lord that is not a distant Lord. And people, some of them, they believe that God created this world and set it in motion. And then he walked away from it and he never touched it again, and he's not interested. He's not interested in what's going on in it or nothing like that. But that's not how our Lord is. He is our comforter, is he not? He is the one that is paying attention to every move we are making, and he knows how to take care and to comfort us. Praise God. And the Bible calls him our Father. God the Father there, and he knows how to take care of us. Jesus Christ is called the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Counselor there. He's our Counselor, and that word could also mean Consoler. He knows how to console whenever you go to Him in prayer. He knows how to console every need you have. He knows how to console every heartache you have. What does the Bible tell us in Luke chapter 4 and 18? He says, I have come to bind up the brokenhearted. Amen. It doesn't matter how brokenhearted you are here tonight. It doesn't matter how distraught you may be here tonight. Jesus Christ came and received the anointing to bind up the brokenhearted. Praise God. And whenever Jesus was talking of the Holy Ghost, he said, I will send you another, or the Father will send you another comforter. Praise God. And we have the Holy Ghost here. That's all three persons of the Godhead that are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are here as our comforters. Amen. It doesn't matter how brokenhearted you may be. You always have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost who can comfort you through every trial. Praise God. What does that old song say? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Praise God. You know, it doesn't matter what we're going through. What is that one old statement? As long as you can hold on, He will pull you through. As long as you can stand the pull. Praise God. As long as we hold to God's unchanging hand, it doesn't matter what's going on in this world. It doesn't matter how far the economy goes, how distraught this world gets, if there's riots in the street or whatever's going on. As long as we hold to God's unchanging hand, He can comfort us through it all and keep us through it all. Praise God. Jesus Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He can give us rest, can't He? Praise God. But it also says here, "But none saith, who teacheth us more than the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air? He is our instructor." Praise God. And it doesn't matter what we're going through. This world, they try to turn to the, maybe to turn to some of these economic advisors and some of these things. And they try to turn to something that will advise them on how to get out of their condition. And they go to Alcoholics Anonymous. You know what all of them man-made plans come up with? If you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, all you do is meet a bunch more people you could go drink with. If you go to a drug rehab, all you do is you meet a bunch more people that had the same exact problem you had, and you know, they introduce you to a lot more people to go party with. Hey, man, that's what man's condition will do for you. That's what man's ways to help will do for you. But whenever God instructs you in the way to go, praise God, when God gets a hold of you, the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost was sent to be our teacher and to bring things to your mind. Praise God. And it says in Psalms 119 that the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In Psalms 23 and verse 4 it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." Praise God. You know, it doesn't matter what situation we are in. Whenever you can walk out and outside of the church house and you feel like you're in a dark environment where you don't know what's going to see in front of you, the Lord can be your comfort and He can be your guide and He can be the one who guides you and makes your footsteps along the pathway of light to where He wants you to be. Praise God. He can teach us the way to walk. The Bible also tells us He is the one who teacheth my hands to war. Praise God. It doesn't matter how strong the battle gets, Brother Arthur. We can always stand against the devil. And it doesn't matter how hard he hits us and what attacks he sends against us. We have the one who is a mighty warrior and who stood against the tests of time and can take us through. It doesn't matter how hard the battle is or how dark the storm is. We have one who can teach us how to war and how to stand against the devil. Praise God. Amen. We have one that can guide us through the end. Why don't we all stand here tonight? Praise God. Praise God. It doesn't matter what our life is, what this world and what this, what these times have been sending our way. We can always call on God, can't we? We can always hold to God's unchanging hand. Through the test of time and through all of these things, through the winds of the wiles of the devil and the winds of doctrine that's coming against us, God is there through it all. Praise God. We have someone that is better than this world can call on. The sinner cannot call on Jesus Christ, but we can, can't we? Praise God. Who here tonight? Is there somebody here tonight that you say you may be feeling the oppression of the devil? You know, we go through all different kinds of things. Has there been anybody that the devil's been telling them that you can't make it? We can't make it through all of this. Praise God. You can't stay saved. You're going to fall. You're going to falter. Maybe some friends out in the world have been telling you that you're not going to stay saved. But God here tonight is saying you will, because you can call upon Him. Praise God. Amen. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life here tonight, as long as we call on Him. That's right. Praise God. Is there anybody here tonight that needs God to help them through something? That's been in the storm and the affliction of this world, the affliction of the devil, this trying times that God needs to help. Amen? Praise God. Is there anybody here tonight that say, I need to hold the Lord's unchanging hand here tonight? Praise God. I want to place my faith and place my trust upon Him because I know if I stand upon that rock, I will stand through the test of time. Praise God. We have a high tower that if a righteous man runneth into, we are safe, are we not? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Praise God. Why don't we all just gather in here tonight? Let's call on to the name of the Lord. Let's call in the name of the Lord here tonight.